about where we're actually heading, but I can tell she's giddy as a greyhound who just stole Grand Moo's slipper. So it has to be great. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Introductions are extremely important to us pooches, and I'd say it's time for ours. If we've already met, and you've read my amazing dog diaries before, welcome back, my person pal. I'm so happy you decided to come along for another spot of masterful mischief. If you've never pawed through any of my mutt manuals before, however, then I should probably start by telling you that I'm Junior. Junior, catch a doggy bone. Hello, it's a pleasure to sniff you. I should also try to shed a little light on some of the barktastic and fur-raising things that have happened to me since I came to live in the Catch a Doggy Bone kennel, or you'll have no idea what I'm barking on about. You see, I've had my fair share of crazy scrapes with obedience classes, canine criminals, midnight feasts, stolen treasured trinkets, junkyard hijinks, terrifying turkeys, dandy dog shows, howly wieners, vicious vacuum cleaners, and bowlfuls of meaty giblet jumble chum. But one of the most spine-jangling, most houndy, heart-pounding moments of all was the time I thought we were going on vacation to Hollywood. Sounds terrific, right? Wrong! I'll tell you, my person pal, I couldn't have been more excited to bark my way along the boulevards of Tinkletown, I think that's what they call it, and snuffle through those streets paved with sausage meat. So you can imagine how horrified I was when it all went totally bonkers and my pooch pack and I ended up in a hotel this isn't easy to say. We ended up in a hotel for vegetarian dogs. Oh, the terror! I don't want to ruin that story for you in case you haven't read it. And I certainly don't want to spend even one more second